You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion.
He's on the line right now. He's been to several countries. His name is Eric Zuleger. We all know the story by now, what happened on Signal Hill. And the mugger started crying. Hello, Eric.
Hi there.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
Good. Your American accent is really on point.
Sarcasm will get you everywhere, Eric. Listen, hello to me, try my Beirut accent. How is Beirut this time of day? How is weather?
Beirut is nice. It's much warmer than I left Cape Town, yes. So I'm enjoying the sun.
No explosion yet today?
You know, the people of Beirut are keeping everything going exactly as planned. It's nice to be back up in this hemisphere. I like the city a lot, and I'm looking forward to spending a little bit more time here.
Listen, so do you make a point of going to all like the dark places on this globe, like places that normal tourists will think twice visiting?
You know, I like to think of them as just really interesting places. You know, the idea that that you know maybe you're going to run into trouble somewhere. That's everywhere. You know, I come from Los Angeles, California. When we're not riding over the football, we're riding over something else. Like, you know, it's there's street crime everywhere. There's political problems everywhere, and you know, if you are too afraid to sort of step out of the normal Western European comfort zone of travel, then, you know, you just don't get to experience a lot of great things like I experienced in Cape Town. Cape Town was absolutely wonderful. There were some low points, certainly, it was an incredible experience the 2 months that I was there.
So you like a bit of a challenge because you saw our national coat of arms. I'm sure you've seen that.
I did notice it. Yeah.
Now you saw underneath something written in an ancient language, ancient South African language, and it means
I'm going to go ahead and assume that I don't know what it meant, but yes, I do remember seeing something written there.
It means if you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place.
I suppose I should have looked it up upon entering Cape Town.
Eric, listen, you know, they warn you in the hotels. Don't they have those signs in the hotels that say don't go up Signal Hill all by your lonesome?
I'm sure they have those signs. I clearly didn't read them.
Listen, you made an interesting point earlier because I said, you know, look what's happening. Early on the show, we were talking about it. You look what's happening in Australia with the millions of mice running around, you know, literally eating people's eyeballs now, we hear on the news. So wherever you go, there's going to be trouble. And you've been to 46 or 47 countries?
I think it's around 46 countries, and I should say that I think I'm counting only recognized countries in there. So I've spent a good deal of time traveling in countries which are unrecognized by the rest of the world. Some people will call them stateless, some people call them unrecognized. But you know, in order to sort of walk the tightrope between offending either people on either side of statelessness, I would probably call them unrecognized. So, you know, areas like the northern part of Iraq, where I was an English teacher, which is Iraqi Kurdistan. It's a Kurdish region that was attempting to form its own independent country for a while. So I taught fourth grade there for a little bit. I've lived on and off in Kosovo, which is a wonderful place that's totally near and dear to my heart, due to the fact that I used to be an aid worker in northern Albania. So, you know, shout out to the Albanians who are listening.
A lot of them listen. Listen, but the point is, wherever you go, there'll be trouble. Some form of trouble.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, if you don't take the risk of trouble, then you know, you don't get the reward of getting to meet incredible people, and I mean, you know, randomly end up in South African radio stations. So this is exciting for me. Yeah.
But also South African newspaper, eh? You win the newspapers as well, I see.
Yeah, well, that was unusual for me too. I you know, the day after the attack, I didn't quite have all my faculties about me. But most specifically, I was like, I had a reporter call up, and you know, I mean, I'll be totally honest with you, Rian. I didn't want my mother to find out that I had been attacked by reading it in the news, because I'm sure that's what she is, afraid of most days when I'm in, you know, Somalia or Iraq or even Cape Town, I guess. So I asked the journalist, well, you know, is this going to be on the international news? And she said, oh, no, it's Afrikaans and it's behind a paywall. Mm-hmm. And I guess it just didn't occur to me that it would be translated into English. So I had a very very interesting conversation with my family while they were on vacation in Mexico.
Listen, but you've there was a scuffle. You seem to have won the scuffle to such an extent that the mugger was crying. You're not interested in becoming the Minister of Police in South Africa?
No, not that I know of.
You're currently more qualified than the present one.
I think I was more surprised than he was that I walked away from it. The person who won, I guess. So I frankly have never been in any sort of physical altercation before, though I did go to boxing classes at a place called Mad Fit MMA in Gardens. And so, you know, shout out to them. Thanks for teaching me how to punch and kick, I guess.
Yeah, we also have a massive problem with education in South Africa because no one taught this poor guy how to use a knife, I see.
You know, I didn't realize that was a part of the normal education.
That's the first thing we learn. First day at school.
Copies for everybody.
I would, yeah. If I'm in running for the police chief, I think maybe I'd have a talk with the Minister of Education, not have knife work be a part of the syllabus.
Hand-to-hand combat is very necessary.
You know, no combat. I'm gonna go ahead and say, you know, let's stick with math and stuff, and not have combat as a part of the curriculum. But okay, you know what? Right. A part of being a traveler is not telling anybody else how to run their country. So
We don't know how to run our country either. No one does.
Let's go.
Just the drive sarcastic comments you make.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Rian, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.